This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
You have tuned into eHealth Radio and the Beauty and Dermatology Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and this is Eric Michaels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Dr. Michelle Abadir, board-certified cosmetic dermatologist located in Rybrook, New York. She is the co-founder of Abadir Associates and is here today to speak with us about Mira Dry. Dr. Abadir, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eric.
And it certainly is our pleasure to have you today, and thanks for taking out the time to be with us. So, Dr. Abadir, what is Mira Dry, and what are your recommendations for someone who is considering this procedure?
Mira Dry is a procedure that reduces sweat. It's really ideal for people who have a lot of excess sweat, like what we call hyperhidrosis. But it also works for people who don't have hyperhidrosis. It is a procedure where electromagnetic waves are passed through the skin, and they heat up the glands that are underneath your arm, which creates sweat, and really kind of shut them down.
And what are reasons someone would undergo Mira Dry?
Well, hyperhidrosis is a condition where people sweat excessively, and these people who have hyperhidrosis really suffer with a condition. It is a situation where someone usually can't wear any other color than black. You soak through all of your clothes. It's embarrassing. I think it also, you know, gives rise to more body odor. So that, you know, shutting down these sweat glands, really basically getting rid of them, really helps those people to be able to lead a more normal life, wear clothing that is not only black but colorful, not be constantly worried about whether or not their sweat is showing. So that is the kind of person who really benefits the most out of this kind of procedure.
And that certainly makes sense. So what does the Mira Dry procedure entail, and what would be the recovery like?
The Mira Dry procedure entails having local anesthetic placed in the area of the armpit. What's done is you'll be sized with like a stencil that kind of maps out the shape of your particular armpit. Then local anesthetic is placed in the area so that you're comfortable when the procedure is done. Then there is basically heat. The area is heated up very superficially because the sweat glands live very superficially in the skin there. And you have this swelling probably and redness that's going to be there maybe a week, maybe two. And then it all settles down, and you don't sweat as much. It's some people at all. And that's permanent.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Michelle Abadir, board-certified cosmetic dermatologist located in Rybrook, New York, here on eHealth Radio's Beauty and Dermatology Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you like this show or our programming in general, drop us a line or do us a favor and give us a review on iTunes or on our Facebook page. We would greatly appreciate it. So, Dr. Abadir, what are the complications associated with Mira Dry, if there are any?
Any procedure has potential complications. If it not properly administered, you could have skin blistering, right, because you can get a burn from it. Not done well, you might have, you know, some areas that really get, you might damage some of the nerves in the arm. So you really have to have somebody who knows what they're doing administer the procedure. But really, the most common complications is short-term swelling and redness.
Lastly, Dr. Abadir, what other procedures can treat excessive sweating other than Mira Dry?
Procedurally wise, there's only something called a vagotomy, which is cutting the nerve along the spinal cord. And that has a lot of side effects. It is done for people with severe hyperhidrosis. Before Mira Dry, it was the only procedure. There are some medications that people can take that help to reduce sweating, but they produce other problems like dry mouth, constipation, dry eyes. And then there are some prescription strength aluminum-based deodorants, antiperspirants, which can work to help control sweating too. But they can be irritating. And then one of the older procedures that wasn't really a procedure, but a treatment that was done was iontophoresis, where you would take a little pad soaked in salt water and pass an electric current through it, basically to try and fry the surfaces of these glands too. And it would work for a little while, but because it doesn't go deep enough into the skin, it doesn't go through the entire gland, it would only be temporary.
Dr. Abadir, very informative on this procedure of Miradry. Thank you for all the information shared here today for the listeners. Where can we get more information on your practice, and how can listeners be in touch accordingly?
They can always look us up on the web. It's www.drabadir.com or www.drabadir.com. They can look us up on Facebook under the same name. And we're on Twitter at drabadir.com. And our phone number is 914-937-5500.
Once again, Dr. Abadir, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to a future conversation.
Well, thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Michelle Abadir, board-certified cosmetic dermatologist and co-founder of Abadir Associates in Rye Brook, New York. And for more information, simply visit drabadir.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Beauty and Dermatology Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.